Why do I conduct my show on this manner? Mundo!
Sweet mother of God, what is the holdup?
Eleanor!
Once again, something wonderful in my life has been turned into a giant crap fest.
Mundo!
Got a little bit more cock for you here.
Eleanor!
Bow tie boy got the big snaggeroonie.
Mundo!
Oh, stick to my nipples are tingling.
Eleanor!
See why America loves him so much?
Mundo!
I'd like to smash you in the face with my shillelagh.
Eleanor!
I have no idea what's going on.
Mundo!
He was lying.
He said he never tells a lie.
He was lying when he said that.
Eleanor!
I want a cup.
Well, could you spill that?
C-U-P. I want to see you. Oh, my God.
I know nothing. Nothing.
Stomach batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
For God's sake, strap yourselves down.
It's the show your bosses don't want you to listen to. It's the show that's going to tell you the truth about what's going on in the workplace. So wake the hell up. It's the Cup of Joe radio show. I am your not-so-humble host, Joe Vecchio, the voice of the working man, the voice of the radical middle, and the voice of those who have been unvoiced by the anti-worker policies of the Bush administration and its corporate allies. Our engineer, Sock Puppet Sam, is here.
Hey, Joe, what do you know?
And we've got a lot of stuff to talk about. Actually, we've got a lot of music to listen to. But before we do that, Sam, give us the URL for the site.
That's cupojoe.blogspot.com.
And the email address.
J-O-E-V-E-C at spellsouth.net.
Okay, once again, I want to welcome all of my fans listening in at the White Rose Society. My thanks to Ben Birch for hosting my archives there. And my listeners at rantsradio.com. And CadronPictures.com. This show is not being sent out to RadioPower.org because it's a music show, and they don't like to have long music stretches, but I decided, what the hell, let's have some music. I haven't done that in a long time. And joining me in this enterprise is my good friend Dave Merrill. Actually, it's more his show than mine because it's mostly his songs, but a lot of you out there have been asking me to bring back the music, also to bring back some of the goofy stuff that I had been playing. I'm going to play some of that, but Dave has got a whole bunch of songs that he brought over that actually he recorded from vinyl.
These are all songs from vinyl. Hello out there in radio land.
How you doing, Dave?
I'm doing fine. I got my radio face on, and I'm ready for whatever comes our way.
And I think we can safely say that we both have faces made for radio.
The Woggles have a really good song called Radio Face, actually. It's a really good song.
Really? Cool. Okay. Well, let's just go right to the music.
Why don't we tell them what we're going to do?
Skip this witty
magic. I'd like to tell people what they're going to be hearing. And what they're going to be hearing, this is a lot of crazy songs that are off of vinyl. These are all records that I found at thrift stores and in the clearance bins at used record shops and have found people have forced upon me. And these are not songs from any particular category. They're just all kinds of wacky songs that hopefully I find them amusing, and hopefully you'll find them amusing too.
Well, the thing about it is, the great thing about these songs is since most of them were on vinyl and never made it to CD, probably not anyway.
I hope to God some of this music never made it to CD.
These are going to be the first time that these songs are going to be available digitally. So I am going to record them, and I'm going to find a way to get them online. I'll talk to Ben Birch. Maybe he'll want to keep these songs online for anybody who wants to grab it, or maybe those rarer occasions. I don't get on as much as I used to, but when I get on Kazaa, if someone's looking for that stuff, they might be able to find it. That's a good old way to do it. Okay, what are we starting here with, Dave? What do you got first?
Well, what we have here, this is the theme song to the Hanna-Barbera 1969 cartoon show, The Chattanooga Cats. This is a great show that I watched when I was...
Chattanooga as opposed to Chattanooga?
Chattanooga. And the Chattanooga Cats are a hillbilly rock and roll band who have wacky adventures. It's not drawn like any other Hanna-Barbera show. It's very Peter Max influenced. It's a really odd-looking show. And it doesn't really make a lot of sense, which is why I like it. Well, and the theme song is a great example of late 60s, early 70s bubblegum music. So here we go.
Jabara, jabara, say jabara, 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 say jabara. The Chattanooga Cats don't ever purr. They know how, but not what fur.
Chabada chabada, man.
The Chattanooga cats don't ever purr. They know how, but not what fur.
There you go. What do we got next?
Those songs, by the way, those songs are by a guy named Mike Kerb, who is a super talented. He's still alive, still writing songs.
Cool.
Next up is a song by the band The Mummies, which is a San Francisco garage band that performed entirely in, wrapped in toilet paper because they are the Mummies. They are the kings of lo-fi garage punk fuck you rock and roll. And this song is called You Must Fight to Live on the Planet of the Apes. And it's all about fighting to live on the planet of the apes. And it is not the only song, rock and roll song, based on Planet of the Apes, but I think it's the best one.
Okay, here we go. You got to fight on this world too, but you really have to fight.
That's the secret. Is that, and that's the whole point of the film. We are on the Planet of the Apes.
I see.
It's Earth.
That is true. I forgot about that. You bastards!
Exactly.
You blew it up.
You know, Heston's really actually really good in that film.
Oh, he is. I like his movies, which is why it drives me crazy that he's such a off the wall gun nut.
Well, but, you know, I don't think he's an off-the-wall gun nut. I read a really good thing where Jesse Jackson was giving him trouble, and he's like, you know, dude, I was marching with Dr. King in Alabama, you know? So I'm going to cut Chuck Heston some slack.
I cut him more slack than, like, John Wayne or some of the other chicken hawks out there.
I wish I had. I've got that drunken John Wayne ROTC speech.
I've got that.
You should put that on here sometime.
Okay, I'll stick that in there. I remember that. You can't have Americana.
I'm not talking for clapping. they quoted that on The Simpsons. It was awesome. All right, the next song I've got on here, speaking of nonsense, It's a song called Mo Taters by the Earthworms.
Mo Taters?
Mo Taters, Ma. Well,
that's what I want.
Let me talk about this song. This is off the record Las Vegas Grind, which is a collection of songs written specifically for sleazy 50s and 60s strip clubs. So this, you've got to imagine some incredibly ugly woman taking off her clothes, gyrating to this song. And I might add, this LP has a terrific cover by Dan Klaus.
I wish we could see it on the radio. Okay, here we go. Mo Taters.
Mo Taters, Ma. I don't want no meat, I don't want no meat, just Mo Taters. Everybody talking about mashed potatoes. Any kind of potatoes would do me. I had mashed potatoes. I had smashed taters, hashed taters, baked taters, any kind of taters. When I was in the army, they didn't serve nothing but taters. They had whole taters and half taters, scallop taters and raw taters. I had every kind of tater you name. I even liked French fried taters and barbecue taters. Scallop taters, stewed taters, Irish taters, hashed taters, any kind of taters. In fact, down there where I come from, they don't have nothing but taters.
Mo Taters. I want Mo Taters.
You know, we had a whole thing about this, and he didn't hit record, so we lost it all.
I'm an asshole. What do you
want? Who wants potatoes?
This is what
Mo
you get.
Potatoes.
This is what you get when you have a fucking $200 internet studio.
I swear to God, we're not drunk. Next up is a song called Rise Robots Rise.
Tell us about this song again, Dave.
Oh boy. Well, I can talk about this movie all day long. This is one of my favorite movies, Gulliver's Travels Beyond the Moon, a 1965 Toei Animation Company cartoon, which was released over here in English. It's about Gulliver, who went around, you know, Gulliver's Travels, and he built a spaceship. And an orphan boy finds his spaceship, and together they go off in outer space, and they find two planets, one of which is ruled by robots, who are at war with planet of aliens. They're actually real people, but they kind of look really funky. It's a great movie. It's got wonderful Calder-esque sort of arty design, and it's got terrific music by a guy named Milton DeLug, who not only wrote the music for this film, has written lots of songs for guys like Frank Sinatra and Perry Como, and was the band leader for The Gong Show, and was also the band leader for The Tonight Show.
He was the original band leader. In fact, that he was so bad that Carson used to make jokes about it. I'll tell you the Pearl Bailey story again. Pearl Bailey came on, and she...
I will not hear a word against Milton DeLug.
Pearl Bailey came on, and she got Johnny to do the song Our Love Is Here to Stay, which is a classic Johnny clip. He plays it on his Best Of. And there's this little sequence from that where they're playing the piano, and Pearl is like, does he have to play? And Johnny's like, well, it would kind of help me. And she goes, yeah, but it kills the song. And then when Groucho Marx was on, the even more classic, where Groucho was going to sing a song, and Groucho's like, give me a note equal with my talent, and give me one a little higher up. And the guy plays, and I said, no, you're even lower now. No, I'm a no. No, I mean socially you're lower.
Oh, so. That's so terrible. Anyway, here's a great song. It's... I'm sure it haunts Keith Emerson's nightmares to this day.
Rise, robots.
Rise, robots, rise.
Okay, stop giving me shit about hitting the record button, okay?
I think the robots are rising. We need to get our water pistols. The kid's name in that movie is Ricky, by the way.
That also could be misconstrued as a badly sexual thing. The robots are rising.
Yeah, actually, there's a band I didn't enjoy that actually was called Rise Robots Rise.
Ugh.
Back in the early 90s. The next one we have is from the wonderful record company Power Records. Am I too loud?
You're too loud. You're going over the red.
I'm
skin.
Going into the red. Well, I want to say Power Records.
Oh, thank you.
I'm popping it a little. Let's
Distortion is your
patrol out and get some pops.
Distortion is your friend.
Okay. So anyway, this song is about the Justice League, you know, Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman, etc. And it's from a children's record that dramatizes superhero stories. And it's just wacky. Even if you don't like superheroes, it's just a wacky, wacky record and a lot of fun to listen to. So especially they call the role of the Justice League in this song. And listen for Batman's voice because Batman shouldn't sound like that.
Now, is this the cartoon or the live-action Justice League?
This is a record they made, and it's got nothing to do with nothing.
Oh, my God.
It's just a record, man.
It's not, okay.
I would like to point out I did purchase this record at Bizarro Wuxtry in Athens, Georgia, the greatest comic book store on planet Earth.
Okay, here we go.
Call the roll, call the roll, call the roll, call the roll, call the roll of the Justice League. Of America.
Superman.
Here.
Aquaman.
Here.
Wonder Woman.
Here.
Flash.
Here.
Metamorpho.
Here.
Plastic Man.
Here.
And Batman.
Here.
Yeah, here they come. Hey, look out, jump. It's the Justice League. The Justice League.
Superheroes always on the ball. It's the Justice League.
The Justice League.
Takes big trouble with a capital B. A super colossal calamity. A tremendous, stupendous catastrophe. To bring them all out swinging. And when they're swinging, man, they're bringing big trouble with a capital T. For any super enemy on Earth or in space or land or sea. Hey, do they put on a show anywhere the four winds blow? When they get the call, watch them go.
The Justice League. Yeah, the Justice League. Oh, the Justice League.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt our regular program to bring you a special broadcast direct from the secret sanctuary of the Justice League of America. Addressing the council at this emergency meeting is Superman.
Fellow members of the Justice League, the world is under attack at this very moment by the most powerful forces man has ever seen. Creatures from space, monsters from the depths of the earth, and criminals operating right within our cities, and they must be destroyed before they destroy the world. Operation Lifesaver is in effect as of right now.
Are you ready?
Yeah!
Are you with it?
Yeah!
Okay, let's go. You know what to do. The whole world's watching and counting on you. And all you people listening out there, everybody, everywhere.
Hang on! Hang on! Hang on!
The Justice League is coming! Here we come, hey, look out, chum, it's the Justice League.
The Justice League.
Superheroes always on the ball, it's the Justice League.
The Justice League.
There's big trouble with the capital B. A super colossal calamity. A tremendous, stupendous catastrophe. And here we come out swinging. And when we're swinging, man, we're bringing big trouble with the capital T. For any super enemy on Earth or in space or land or sea. Hey, do we put on a show anywhere the four winds blow?
When we get the call, watch us go. The Justice League. Yeah, the Justice League. Oh, the Justice League. That's the Justice League.
You know, I'm sure when there's a crime somewhere and the cops have it like in Hill Street Blues, instead of like, you know, let's be careful out there, the cops are like, yeah, let's go. Yeah, hi.
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Like a Batman.
Yeah.
Batman's a nebbish Jewish man.
They should use that on the cartoon show, I think. That's a great thing.
I'm Batman.
While we're on the subject of cartoons, the next song I have on my little list, oh, fun, is Sugar Sugar by the Archies.
Oh, I know that one.
Only this version is not by the Archies. This version is by Claude Dengeen and the Moog Synthesizer.
The Moog Synthesizer.
Yes, this is one of the Moog records. It's terrible. Listen to it.
That was really just awful.
That sounded like the something done on the Atari 800 computer.
My first Casio keyboard by Kenner.
The great part about the Moog synthesizer is that it takes up like an entire room. There's like only one of them.
Year is this?
This was from 69, I think. Maybe 1970.
Okay, well now you can put the whole thing in a wristwatch.
Yes, yes. That's progress, ladies and gentlemen.
And speaking of progress, what's next on the list?
Well, next on the list is a song called Birthday Suit by the Chattanooga Cats. And this is, I want to say this is the smuttiest song I've ever heard connected to an American cartoon from the 60s. It's double entendre all the way.
Okay. Birthday
Let's
suit.
Listen.
Let's listen.
How do you like me in my birthday suit? Am I cute in my birthday suit? How do you like me in my birthday suit? I'm just crazy about my birthday suit. Having a party, it's my birthday. Lots of presents for me today. But most of all, I want to show a present for the boy that loves me so. Tell me, how do you like me in my birthday suit? Am I cute in my birthday suit? How do you like me in my birthday suit? I'm just crazy about my birthday suit. It's divine, it's all mine. It's a beaut, my summer suit. An attraction in any crowd. My birthday suit, it makes me feel so proud. Tell me, how do you like me in my birthday suit? Am I cute in my birthday suit? How do you like me in my birthday suit? Crazy about my birthday suit. How do you like me in my birthday suit? Am I cute in my birthday suit? How do you like me in my birthday suit? I'm just crazy about my birthday suit. How do you like me in my birthday suit? Am I cute?
Now you said that you told me while we were listening to the song.
That's the theme song for Exhibitionists Everywhere.
But they didn't play that on the show. They just recorded it on the LP.
During the Chattanooga Cats television show, at least for the first season, of course, it's Chattanooga Cats, and then it was also Motor Mouse and Auto Cat, which is a terrible cartoon, and a cartoon called It's the Wolf, which is also a terrible cartoon, and a cartoon called Around the World in 79 Days, which is a terrible, 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 terrible cartoon.
This goes downhill all the way.
Exactly. And they would also have musical segments where these would be sort of early MTV-style music videos where the Chattanooga Cats, they would be a Chattanooga Cats song, and then they would have like visuals to go along with the song that were pretty freaky. And they did a lot of songs, and so far I have yet to see if they produced a video for a birthday suit. Because I don't know how they could get quite around that.
I can't.
It is, however, on the LP, which we purchased. My wife purchased on eBay.
Mm. What's next?
Next up is a little bit from the Firesign Theater, which is the awesome California-based comedy troupe who did a lot of audio comedy. And this is just a little short science fiction-y sort of parody thing. And I really enjoy it. And it was, I believe, produced live on the radio back in probably 1969. And Firesign Theater is still making records.
The only album I know about them is from them is Don't Crush That Dwarf, Hand Me the Pliers.
Don't Crush That Dwarf, Hand Me the Pliers. Everything You Know Is Wrong. All Hail Marx and Lenin. Waiting for the Electrician or someone like him. This is actually found on the double LP Dear Friends. And it's also found on the LP, the double LP Best Of, actually Forward Into the Past, which is sort of like a best of.
Okay, Firesign Theater.
As you will remember from our last episode, Mark Time, star detective of the Circumsolar Federation, and his Rocky Jacket sidekick Bob Bunny has been taken as prisoners to the subterranean ice caverns on Jupiter, where the warlord, Prince Arcturus, keeps his court and council. Let's join them. Ready? Here we go through Time Warp 2!
Holy moon rocks, Mr. Time. It looks like I've stoked my last atom furnace. There's nothing in the system that I can get help us to down it down here.
If only I hadn't let Doc Technical go off after that stray asteroid by himself. He's so old and stupid.
Well, that's fuel under the reactor now, Mr. Time. Prince Arcturus has us by the thrusters. With you as bait, half the Federation Navy's gonna come blasting in, and the Prince will have him trapped like Mars flies in a Klein bottle.
Ah, that's where you're wrong, Bob. You see, the Lunar Council knows we've been captured. It's up to those Navy boys now to confuse Arcturus and his Mothmen into letting us get control of the communications reactors.
Well, scramble my feedback. But what about Doc?
Dr. Technical is on his own, Bob, right in the middle of the biggest battlefield this old universe has ever seen.
Oh, golly, Gamma Ray, I wish I could scan him on my video, Mr. Time. He must be mighty hot around the...
In the black reaches of space, a glistening little rocket sub turns slowly over end over end. A power failure has left her helpless. Inside, Dr. Technical races against the sidereal clock to find out the source of the trouble.
Ouch! That thing blasted to blazes. The trouble ain't in the piles or my piles, and it ain't in the converter. I wish the sunrise had never learned how to pilot one of these space rafts. Never were the Martian nickel anyway. If I can just jerry-rig a new water pump here. Oh, my glory, there goes the video. How do you turn the darn thing on here?
Attention!
Who's that?
This is Prince Arcturus.
Oh, hi.
Men of the Federation, wherever you are, I am now in command. It was useless to send Mark Time and his red-headed friend to spy on me. They have been captured and languish in caves of methane ice 1,000 miles below my fortified palace. You must surrender, men of the Federation. I, Prince Arcturus, command it.
Well, if that don't take the rings off a boomer, Mark's in a heap of hot gas now. And I can't do a thing but go round and round in his tin box. Ah, here comes another one.
Prince Arcturus. Commander Demoth of the Federation Navy speaking. 1,000 men, mutants, and just plain Joes from little moons all over the universe are ready to chase you back to whatever evil world you came from. Batten down the hatches, Arcturus. Here we come.
Well, my stars. Looks like I'm going to miss out on all the exposition and the biggest thing since the Eagle landed. If I can just get this dad-blamed water pump to turn over.
All right, Bob, now you know the plan. The attack's set for daybreak, lunar time. That's about 2 minutes from now. All right, you get the guard's attention by urinating through the window in the cell door, and I'll knock him out when he comes in. Ready?
I guess if I'm not in orbit now, I'll never be, Mr. Time.
Good, all right. Hold on the pad. Ignition. Blast off.
Can Mark Time and Bob make their childish trick work? Can Dr. Technical get out of the asteroid belt before two mighty rocket fleets launch their attacks around him? Who knows? Who cares? Listen next week. Same fire time, same fire station to Mark Time!
Okay, Fire Sign Theater. I'll be honest.
Star Detective of the Circumsolar Federation.
I'll be honest. I'm not generally the greatest fan of their work, but mostly I've seen their like video stuff, which isn't really that good.
See, you need to go and get and listen to All Hail Marx and Lenin. That's like side two is a Nick Danger thing, and side one is just a total Ralph Spoilsport Motors, just a total stream of consciousness. It's awesome, and you need to listen to it with stereo headphones.
Stereo headphones,
because they do wonderful things with stereo.
Okay, fair enough. What's next?
Next up is from the old television show, The Electric Company, and it is the song all about the coolest man on that show, Mr. Easy Reader.
Is this one of those ones by Tom Lehrer?
No, sir. Okay. No, he did Silent E. This actually, though, it stars Morgan Freeman.
Okay.
Who was the Easy Reader.
Easy Reader.
Look out.
Well, if it isn't Easy Reader.
Hey, hey. Easy Reader, that's my name. Easy Reader. Reading, that's my game. Easy Reader. Top to bottom, left to right, that reading stuff is outside. Easy Reader, that's my name, I say.
Easy Reader. How's it going, Easy Sugar?
Well, say that, baby. Hey, listen, I need something cool to drink. Give me a bottle of that Dr. Delight.
You got it.
Dr. Delight, 8 fluid ounces, contains natural and artificial flavoring, caramel coloring, maltose, dextrose, and 0.1% of benzoate of soda as a preservative.
Ha!
Heavy! Look here, I'm going to see you later, Emma.
I don't want to break up your day, Sugar, but are you not going to drink that Dr. Delight?
No, honey, I don't want to drink that stuff. I just want to read it, you do.
Oh, get on out of here. Whew, that's easy.
Right on. I groove on all the words around. As long as they are written down. Yeah. Reading's heavy, reading's tough. I just don't seem to get enough. Oh. Easy Reader, that's my name. I'm a reading man, and it's words I see. Every word I see, I just gotta speak. I'm a first class, genuine reading freak. Woo! Oh, Easy Reader. That's my name. Cool enough. Yeah.
In 1979, Morgan Freeman escaped from the Electric Company. No, actually, we shouldn't say that. He's a great actor, and that was a decent show. I used to love that show.
You know, that's the closest the Children's Television Workshop ever got to Shaft.
Well, you know, they had the Spider-Man thing on Electric Company. They had that.
Wow.
Yeah, he never spoke. He's like, "Ah," and the bubble would appear on.
That was in conjunction with the comic book Spidey Super Stories.
That's right. That's right.
Which is where you, if you worked for Marvel, that's where they sent you if you were bad.
Yeah, go and work on Spidey Super Stories.
Oh man. So they had Tom Lehrer doing a lot of songs. They had a lot of great characters. You know, the Inspector Rita Moreno was on that show a lot. I really enjoyed it, and that's why I can read today. Thanks to Easy Reader.
Well, you know, it's great that all these shows that came out, thanks to the liberals out in the 60s, who just were putting these shows on that weren't...
Long-haired, pot-smoking, crazy, poo-flinging hippies.
And they were great shows. I mean, you know, they didn't talk down to kids, and they were just pretty straightforward.
Boy,
and
you know, it's a lot better than that show Barry Goldwater did. Goldwater and the Goldwater Kids, that show sucked.
They didn't.
It was awesome.
What did they go around? Would it be like Sergeant Powerful and the American Gang around beat up people?
I'm going to do that. I knew that show. The Goldwater Kids. And I should make fun of Barry Goldwater. He's a fine American.
Well, he changed his ways. So
he did. Well, you know, he ran a terrible campaign.
All right, here we go. What we got next?
Next up is our favorite man in the world, Leonard Nimoy.
Uh-oh.
Who is, of course, Mr. Spock on Star Trek, as well as did a great job on In Search Of. And he made a lot of records. And this is from, actually, the Dot LP, The Way I Feel. And this is a song, it's an old folk song called If I Had a Hammer. And I just love the way Leonard sings it.
Take it away, Mr. Nimoy.
Well, if I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning, I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land.
Over this land.
I'd hammer out danger,
danger,
I'd hammer out a warning,
morning.
I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters, all over this land. Well, if I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning, I'd ring it in the evening, all over this land.
All over this land.
I'd ring out danger,
danger,
I'd ring out a warning,
warning,
I'd ring out love between my brothers and my sisters, all over this land. Well, if I had a song, I'd sing it in the morning, I'd sing it in the evening, all over this land. I'd sing out danger,
danger,
I'd sing out a warning,
warning,
I'd sing out love between my brothers and my sisters, all over this land. Well, I have a hammer, and I have a bell, and I have a song to sing all over this land. It's the hammer of justice. It's the bell of freedom. And the song is the song of love. Love between all of my brothers, and love between all of my sisters, all over this land.
Yes. All over this land.
Love for everybody. Unless you're gay.
Unless you're gay.
Unless you're gay. Or we don't like you. Or you're not Christian. Or we just don't like you.
I really enjoy his rendition of that song. It's a lot of fun.
I just don't understand the mentality of that era, where it was almost like you have to do a record, or why Nimoy did these records, and when he obviously...
He likes to sing. He likes to sing. He's a singing man. He would get up on... He's been up on stage at conventions singing. He did TV specials where he sang. He likes to sing.
He likes it better than I do. He likes singing better than I like hearing it.
Yeah, you know, I've heard worse records by people who all they do is sing. I'll put it that way. I'd rather listen to that than Creed. Who just broke up, by the way. I'm very happy to hear that.
Creed just broke up?
Yes.
I never even heard of
them. There is a God after all. Oh, you know him. You've heard their song.
Uh-huh.
So, by the way, this, you know, it comes from the Dot LP, The Way I Feel, but my version, or my copy of this song, comes from the Rhino LP, Golden Throats, which is a wonderful series of all sorts of celebrities doing terrible, terrible things to popular songs.
Well, Nimoy isn't the only Star Trek guy. You know, Shatner's got a few songs on that list, and Jack Webb has what's called Try a Little Tenderness.
He's not a Star Trek guy.
Yeah, but you know, just the unusual people that you would never think would do.
Well, I mean, that's, you know, Jim Nabors is on that LP.
But Jim Nabors is a good singer.
He had tons, well.
Jim Nabors is a good singer. I've heard, you may not like the music, but he's got a good voice.
You are the sunshine of... You know, every time I put that song on, the cats go crazy.
You have to listen to his gospel stuff. I've heard
his gospel, he's a great gospel singer.
So.
But he does that, you know, that thing. So next up is something a little crazier. It's a song called The Man with the Fold Back Ears. And it's by a guy named Fred Lane and his Hittite Hotshots. And Fred Lane is a guy from Tuscaloosa, Alabama, who recorded a couple of records back in the 90s of just this bizarre, surrealist lounge music that is like something from another planet.
You know, by the way, when you want to get elephant's tusk, you go to Alabama, because in Alabama, the Tuscaloosa.
That's right.
I'm sorry. Okay, here we go.
The man with the full back ears, the man with the full back ears, his ears full back, his thumbs along, He makes a fist and he sings this song. A man wants to smell like a man, to crumple a can in the palm of his hand. This is a man. Where does he live? Where does he live? The man with the full back ears. In his car, in his car, with his clothes outside his skin. They clip your toenails for a dime. He used to do it all the time. He'd snip them off and file them down, and then he'd ride back into town. Man with the full back ears, the man with the full back ears. He picks his nose and he takes a call. He jumps the curb and hits the dog.
You know, that's what I sound like when I get really, really sick. When I eat too much Taco Bell, I sound like that.
You know, that song is from the LP Car Radio Jerome, and it also contains the hits White Woman and the French Toast Truck. Actually, the French Toast Man. And he's got another LP called, I think it's just called From the One Who Cut You. And it's got, that's the title track to that song, that record is just awesome. If you want to find out more about Fred Lane, go to Birmingham, Alabama and visit Reed Books, which is the greatest bookstore in the South, which is downtown Birmingham. And I happen to know that the guy who runs Reed Books is directly related to Fred Lane, so he can clue you in.
Well, there you go. What do we have next on the list?
Next up on the list is The Ballad of Thunder Road by Bad Bob Mitchum. That's right. Robert Mitchum wrote this movie, directed this movie, starred in this movie, and sang the title track.
Oh, my God.
Actually, I don't know if he directed it or not. Great song.
Okay, let's listen.
Let me tell the story. I can tell it all about the mountain border and illegal alcohol. His daddy made the whiskey. Son, he drove the load. When his engine roared, they called the highway Thunder Road. Sometimes into Asheville, sometimes Memphis town. The revenuers chased him, but they couldn't run him down. Each time they thought they had him, his engine would explode. He'd go by like they were standing still on Thunder Road.
And there was thunder, thunder all over Thunder Road.
Thunder was his engine and white lightning was his load.
And there was moonshine, moonshine, twice the devil's thirst.
The law they swore they'd get him, but the devil got him first. On the 1st of April, 1954, the federal man sent word he'd better make his run no more. He said 200 agents were covering the state. Whichever road he tried to take, they'd get him sure his fate. Son, his daddy told him, make this run your last. Your tank is filled with 100 proof, you're all tuned up and gassed. Now don't take any chances. If you can't get through, I'd rather have you back again than pull that Mountain Dew.
And there was thunder, thunder all over Thunder Road.
Thunder was his engine and white lightning was his load.
And there was
moonshine, moonshine to quench the devil's thirst. The law they swore they'd get him, but the devil got him first.
roaring out of Harlan, revving up his mill. He shot the gap at Cumberland and screened by Maynardville. With T-Man on his taillight, roadblocks up ahead. The mountain boy took roads that even angels feared to tread. Blazing right through Knoxville, out on Kingston Pike. Then right outside of Bearden, there they made the fatal strike. He left the road at 90, that's all there is to say. The devil got the moonshine and the mountain boy that day.
And there was thunder, thunder, over Thunder Road.
Thunder was his engine and white lightning was his load.
And there was
moonshine, moonshine, quenched the devil's thirst. The law they never got him, 'cause the devil got him first. Law they never got him, 'cause the devil got him first.
Thunder, thunder, thunder,
toll. The devil got him first.
The law never got him, 'cause the devil got him first. Don't God. Run that illegal alcohol, boys.
What possessed him? I don't know.
He grew up in North Carolina, man. He's a good old boy, Robert Mitchum.
Okay. Well, that would explain it then.
He's a fine American.
Fine American. Not a traitor at all.
You know, they threw him in jail for smoking marijuana.
Oh, my God.
Back in the 40s.
That was more serious crime
back then. One of them hopheads.
All right, what's next?
What's next is a song by a band called the Judies, which is this wacky cowpunk outfit out of Houston, Texas. And they made like two records. They broke up. And I found this record in a thrift store, and I'm like, what the hell is this? I guess I'll buy this and listen to it. And it's just really great, three-instrument, nervous, punky little stuff from the very early 80s. The song's called All the Pretty Girls.
When they were in junior high, never wanted to be with the guys. And now they're gonna graduate, won't date anyone under 28. Well, they talk about their friends behind their back.
Pretty Girls. Actually, I rather like that song.
All the Pretty Girls in High School Make Me Sick. You can find out about more. You can find out more about the Judies by going to thejudies.com, which is run by a guy who's a big fan of the Judies.
Okay, now we have the songs that I'm going to be playing, which is the stuff that has been requested from me by my audience.
So this is the all-request portion of the show.
This is the all-request portion of the show. And the first one is a classic.
I have a request.
You have a request.
The Sound of Silence.
Oh, stop it. Stop it. We'll do Cylon and Garfunkel, right? Cylon and Garfunkel. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
There's a guy, there's a friend of mine who does phone work with insurance companies, and there's one of his reps he talks to often. There's a guy down in Columbus who's got a voice box.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He's always like, oh, I got to talk to the Cyberman today. Mr. Spitwell.
Well, this first one is a classic by Cheech and Chong. It's called Earache My Eye, and it's basically just them doing goofy shit about a parent and the kid who listens to music the parent doesn't like. And I'm sure we can all identify with that to a certain extent. Do you have anything to say about this song?
Yeah, I'd like to say that shame on the pigs for busting Tommy Chong. The man is doing nothing wrong.
Yeah, yeah. Didn't he get possession? But he was using like medical purposes or something like that.
He got busted for selling freaking bonds.
Oh, that's
man.
Right. That's right. It wasn't even for pot. It was
Come
just like
on.
Paraphernalia.
What's this Mickey Mouse crap?
You know, it's fucking John Ashcroft. Let the eagle soar.
You know what? Ashcroft LP sold on eBay for like $2,000.
Speaking of eagle soaring, I heard something on VH1 today. I was watching there like that was the week there was, and apparently Cyndi Lauper was doing like an outside concert, and she was opening her mouth to sing, and some bird shit went right in her mouth.
Oh man.
That never happens to Madonna, although it has gone in her cleavage from time to time.
Oh, that's terrible. Poor Cindy.
Okay, here's Cheech and Chong.
School.
I'm not going to school.
What do you mean you're not going to school?
Just what I said. I'm not going to school.
And why not?
Because I'm sick. That's why not.
Sick? You're sick, all right. What's wrong with you now, Prince Charming?
I got an earache.
Earache my eye. How would you like a buttache? Now get your little fanny out of that bed and clean up this room. It looks like a pigsty. You hear me? All right, that's enough. That's enough. You push me far enough, young man, you're getting punished. Now stand up.
No.
I said stand up.
I let go of my hair, man.
Now, young man, I have talked to you and talked to you and talked to you till I'm blue in the face and I'm done talking to you.
Good. Does that mean you're done spitting on me, too?
Shut up. I'm not done talking to you. Now turn around and bend over.
What are you going to do, you pervert? pervert. Why are you snotty? Shut up. I haven't even touched it yet. Now I want you to know this is going to hurt you a lot more than it's going to hurt me.
Oh, wow. That didn't even hurt.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, wow. What are you trying to do, tickle me?
Tickle you? Yeah, I'll tickle you. Ow! Oh, hey, that tickle, huh? Come on, let's tickle. Come on, laugh it up, Funny Boy. No more. All right, are you going to do what I tell you? Yeah. You going to talk back to me? Yeah. What? I mean, no. All right. Now you get your clothes on and get your little butt ready for school. Right now, do you understand? Yeah. All right.
Okay, that was Cheech and Chong. Now, you know, we have the internet.
They have the munchies now.
They have the munchies. And, you know, with the internet now is people's way of communicating. But back in the 70s, there was a big fad for a long time.
I had the tin cans with the string. That's
the tin can with the string, but there was the big fad in the 70s, and I grew up during the 70s, and I happen to remember this era was CB radio. CB stands for Citizen Band, and people still use those.
I have a CB transceiver at home, and every once in a while I put the 10 batteries in it and listen to the truckers.
Batteries?
Yeah, they have, the truckers are still talking, and they have some terrific stuff to say. It's really funny.
Well, it was such a huge thing back then that someone, I guess he was just a regular trucker, guy by the name of C.W. McCall.
C.W. McCall, A, that ain't his real name.
Okay.
B, he never used a CB radio or drove truck in his entire freaking life.
Okay,
he's a studio musician.
Okay, well, that hasn't been cleared up. He did, however, make one of the biggest hits of that era, and certainly the CB hit of the age, which is Convoy. And, in fact, it was such a big hit that they made a crappy movie out of it with Chris Christopherson.
That's right.
And so here we go. Here's C.W. McCall and Convoy.
Yeah, Breaker 19, this here's a rubber duck. You got a copy on me, Big Ben? Come on. Yeah, 10-4, Big Ben, for sure. By golly, it's clean clear to Flagtown, come on. Yeah, it's a big 10-4 there, Big Ben. Yeah, we definitely got the front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive, looks like we got us a convoy.
It was the dark of the moon on the 6th of June in a Kenworth pulling logs. Cab over Pete with a reefer on and a Jimmy hauling hogs. We is heading for Bear on I-10 about a mile out of Shaky Town. I says, Pigpen, this here's a rubber duck and I'm about to put the hammer down.
Cause we are little
back off them hogs. 10-4, about 5 miles or so. 10, roger, them hogs is getting intense up here.
By the time we got into Tulsa Town, we had 85 trucks in all. But there's a roadblock up on the Cloverleaf, and them bears is wall to wall. Yeah, them smokies as thick as bugs on a bumper. They even had a bear in the air. I says, calling all trucks, this here's the duck. We about to go a-hunting bear.
Cause we got great big
Big Ben. Negatory, Big Ben. You're still too close. Yeah, them hogs are starting to close up my sinuses. Mercy sakes, you better back off another 10.
Well, we rolled up Interstate 44 like a rocket sled on rails. We tore up all of our swindle sheets and left them setting on the scales. By the time we hit that shy town, them bears was getting smart. They'd brought up some reinforcements from the Illinois National Guard. There's armored cars and tanks and jeeps and rigs of every size. Yeah, them chicken coops was full of bears and choppers filled the skies. Well, we shot the line, we went for broke with 1,000 screaming trucks and 11 long-haired friends of Jesus in a chartreuse microbus.
There, rubber duck to a sodbuster. Come on there, you have 10-4 sodbuster. Listen, you want to put that microbus in behind that suicide jockey? Yeah, he's hauling dynamite. He needs all the help he can get.
Well, we laid a strip for the Jersey Shore and prepared to cross the line. I could see the bridge was lined with bears, but it didn't have a doggone dime. I says, Pigpen, this here's a rubber duck. We just ain't going to pay no toll. So we crashed the gate doing 98. I says, let them truckers roll 10-4.
We got a mighty 10-4 rocking through the night. Yeah, we got a mighty 10-4. Ain't she a beautiful sight?
What's your 20? Omaha. Well, they ought to know what to do with them honks out there for sure. Well, mercy sakes, good buddy. We're going to back on out here, so keep the bugs off your glass and the bears off your tail. We'll catch you on the flip-flop. This here's a rubber duck on the side. We gone. Bye-bye.
Omaha? Why the fuck would anybody be going to Omaha?
Get that microbus in there behind that semi. Huh. He's hauling dynamite, and he needs all the help he can get.
Well, you know, it's funny how all the Jesus freaks back then were lefties.
Well, you know, once you've done every drug you can find, you have to find a higher power.
You know, I keep getting pestered. I was waiting at the bus stop, and this lady, in fact, the car pulled into the street, and the lady got out of the car and walked over to me and started giving me a pamphlet about Jesus. And I'm like, okay, what do you have, like a quarter or something? I mean, I didn't say that, but I said, no, thank you. I don't argue with these people. I just,
you
no,
know,
thank
that's
you.
The shocking thing is the ego of these people to think that, you know, we're living in the United States of America in the 21st century. This is a country that shuts down for Christmas every year and has Christianity pretty much shoved, you know, through the national media, shoved at everybody in this country. And these people have the balls to, oh, there's a guy that's never heard about Jesus. I better go get that guy.
How can you have a persecution complex when you're on top of it?
He was raised in a box. He was raised in a Skinner box, and he never heard of Jesus. Let me tell him the good news.
It's funny. We've got a couple of Muslim guys where I work, and there's one guy named Adi who's always trying to convert people to Muslim, to Islam.
I bet that's a tough sell.
Oh, that's a very tough sell. Because I'll tell you something. At my plant, they are extremely, extremely religious. In fact, I went to a union meeting. It was more like a prayer meeting. And it's like, you know, everything goes to Jesus. That's basically the whole thing. Everything, nothing else means anything. And it's like, look, as I keep saying, I got nothing against Jesus himself. You know, Jesus was a great guy.
He was way cool.
He was way cool, as King Missile would say. But, you know, it just, God help me, save me from your followers. You know.
Oh, they suck. Yeah.
And that's basically it. Now we're gonna finish up here because it's rather going long, and there's a lot of other songs that I'd like to play. But we're gonna finish up with a special request. The other big fad in the 70s was, of course, disco. And one of the goofiest songs from disco was Disco Duck. And some of the people on Rant Radio, I think it was, in the chat room, and some other people were bugging me to play Disco Duck because I actually had it in my song list.
You can tell right away these people did not grow up during the 70s because during the 70s, you could not escape the song Disco Duck.
No, absolutely not. It was all over. In fact, it was one of the reasons why I stopped listening to radio
or any of its follow-up songs, including Star Duck. And I believe there was a Disco Duck song with Jaws. And, you know, every fad that Rick Dees could shoehorn his duck into, he was doing it, man.
Now, Rick Dees is a DJ. Is he still a DJ out in California?
I don't know what he's doing these
days. But he was a famous DJ out in California, and he did a lot of records. And there were a bunch of DJs who were doing records. I don't see about as much of that as I used to.
That's because nobody plays them.
That's true.
Radio these days is so formatted, there's no room for any novelty songs anymore.
That's why you have Dr. Demento, and that's why you have the internet now, because the internet's the only place you can get all these. You know, I'm thinking, because Dr. D is about ready to retire. He's been doing this gig for what, 30 something years.
Yeah, who's gonna come in after?
So
Dr.
maybe
Demento?
I'll just take that up on myself and just put together a goofy radio show once a week of all these songs and stuff.
You know,
like that.
You know, I'm thinking right here about, you know, Mr. Weird Al, who's made a career out of basically doing novelty songs. What he needs to do is get together with some of his high powerful record executive types, and they need to start a network like Air America that is for non-traditional or non-format radio.
If not an entire, I don't know if you can do an entire network for that, but maybe you can at least do like a weekly or a daily show.
If you had a network of stations in this country that you could turn on the radio and know that you weren't going to hear Outkast every 5 seconds, Maybe people would listen to that.
Maybe people would, you know. And then, you know, all the media conglomeration, I talked to George Lowe about this, and his attitude was like, you know, well, it's America. You should be able to own as many as you like. But, you know, he really doesn't understand. He doesn't see it that way because he's just an employee of, you know, of the radio station. So it doesn't really matter to him from a job's point of view.
There's only so many slots on the dial.
Yeah.
You know, that's the problem here.
Well, this is why I love the internet, because if you can get on there and do a streaming show, if two schmucks like you and me can get on there and then have our voices heard over this forum, this format.
And, you know, anybody can listen to this.
Right. So, okay. As long as
you have a computer.
Speaking of listening, let's go right on to Rick Dees with Disco Duck.
Moving my feet to the disco beat. How in the world could I keep my seat? All of a sudden I begin to change. I was on the dance floor acting strange. Flapping my arms, I begin to cluck.
That's going to cover it here for the special edition. I don't want to call it the Cup of Joe Radio Show. It's Audio Hell is what it is. And Mr. Merrill is unfortunately going to be moving away to Canada in the next few weeks.
I am leaving the country, ladies and gentlemen.
Leaving the country. So it's a shame because I'd really like to do this on a more regular basis, maybe one show a month. But I want to thank you for coming down here and being my guest.
It was a lot of fun.
The spectacular. And Dave is on the red mic, by the way. And that was something I wanted to do. When I have a guest, they get the red mic.
Oh, I get the red mic.
He gets the red mic. And he doesn't get the red ass, unfortunately.
I'm a red stater.
You're a red stater. But we had a lot of fun doing the show. And maybe what you can do is when you get up there and you get settled, you can send me songs.
This is true.
And you could, I could show you how to use this program. You can even record little clips and send them to me, and we'll still figure something out.
Yeah, I'm actually, once we get up there and get settled, I want to get the acoustic program and start doing this myself.
Okay. Well, Dave Merrill, thanks for being our guest, we'll see you next time whenever we do another Audio Hell show.
Keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars.
There you go.
I was walking down the street on a sunny day. Hubba, 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 hubba. A feeling in my bones says I have my way.
hubba 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 hubba. Oh, I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
Oh, ain't it good when things are going your way? Hey, hey. My little dog Spot got hit by a car. Hubba 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 hubba. Put his guts in a box and put him in a drawer. Hubba 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 hubba. Oh, I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
Oh, I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
Oh, ain't it good when things are going your way? Hey, hey. Forgot all about it for a month and a half. Hubba 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 hubba. I looked in the drawer and started to laugh. Hubba 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 hubba. Cause I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
Oh, I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
Oh, ain't it good when things are going your way? Hey, hey.